Sienna was staring at him quizzically. What is it?
Our version of La Mappa, he said excitedly. The art has been changed.
He fished the projector out of his jacket pocket and shook it as best as he could in the close quarters. The agitator ball rattled loudly, but all the sirens drowned it out. Whoever created this image reconfigured the order of the levels in the Malabolge. When the device began to glow, Langdon pointed it at the flat surface before them. La Mappa dell'Inferno appeared, glowing brightly in the dim light. Botticelli on a chemical toilet, Langdon thought, ashamed. This had to be the least elegant place a Botticelli had ever been displayed. Langdon ran his eyes down through the 10 ditches and began nodding excitedly.
Yes, he exclaimed. This is wrong. The last ditch of the Malabolge is supposed to be full of diseased people, not people upside down. The 10th level is for the liars, not the clerical profiteers.
Sienna looked intrigued.
But why would someone change that?
Quattrovasser,
Langdon whispered, eyeing the little letters that had been added to each level. I don't think that's what this really says. Despite the injury that had erased Langdon's recollections of the last 2 days, he could now feel his memory working perfectly. He closed his eyes and held the two versions of La Mappa in his mind's eye to analyze their differences. The changes to the Malabolge were fewer than Langdon had imagined, and yet he felt like a veil had suddenly been lifted.
Suddenly, it was crystal clear. Seek and ye shall find.
What is it? Sienna demanded. Langdon's mouth felt dry. I know why I'm here in Florence.
You do?
Yes, and I know where I'm supposed to go. Sienna grabbed his arm.
Where?
Langdon felt as if his feet had just touched solid ground for the first time since he'd awoken in the hospital.
These 10 letters, he whispered. They actually point to a precise location in the old city. That's where the answers are.
Where in the old city? Sienna demanded. What did you figure out?
The sounds of laughing voices echoed on the other side of the porta potty. Another group of art students was passing by, joking and chatting in various languages. Langdon peered cautiously around the cubicle, watching them go. Then he scanned for police.
We've got to keep moving. I'll explain on the way.
On the way?
Sienna shook her head.
We'll never get through the Porta Romana.
Stay here for 30 seconds, he told her, and then follow my lead.
With that, Langdon slipped away, leaving his newfound friend bewildered and alone.